WGRR presents the Tim Carter American Historical Ask the Builder Show. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. You are listening to WGRR Cincinnati Hamilton. That's our legal ID. And this is the Ask the Builder Show, and welcome to it this morning. We are live. Of course, running the board today, I've got Travis here, and we've got Ron. The three of us are, we've got our tool belts on, and we are ready to go to work to solve your home improvement problems. And it's easy to do for you to participate, 749-1035, 749-1035. Give me a call, and I'll do my best to solve your problem. And I'm sure we're going to get quite a few calls. It just never ceases to amaze me how many people are up and awake and moving about. And, of course, I know all of you've got problems with your houses. Even I have problems from time to time. And, you know, just why don't you let me help you out? You know, save you some time, save you some money, and just make things better around your place. Lots of exciting things happened this week to me. Perhaps the biggest is I think I was high as a kite on Wednesday. I just simply couldn't believe the email that I received from a member of the U.S. Navy. If you're not going to believe this, but I scored a backseat ride in an F/A-18 Hornet with the Blue Angels, and Travis is shaking his head. So on April 20th, I have to I have to fly down on the 19th. I have to fly down.
That's my birthday, by the way. So you're getting a birthday present.
For you.
For me, thanks.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so I'm flying down to Pensacola, Florida, and the next day I go for an hour in one of those F/A-18s. And it all kind of happened. It was really kind of interesting how the turn of events to make this happen. They call them VIP rides. I don't consider myself a very important person, but I guess the Navy does. What they try to do, the whole purpose of the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, of course, they call it the demonstration team. And, you know, they go around they travel throughout the nation for about 8.5 months a year and perform these air shows each weekend. And the sole purpose is to try to get young people interested in becoming pilots. That's the bottom line. I mean, they just want to, they're not trying to really flex their muscle and show you how fancy they are. They just want to get people interested, young men, young women, interested in the military, and they do a good job of it. Well, they also want the support, and they need the help of people in the press. And they do these VIP rides all the time with people in radio, television, print. And I had done a similar thing back about 6 years ago. If you have access to the Internet, go to askthebuilder.com, and right there on the homepage, you can read the story of when I spent 2 days aboard the USS George Washington. It's a aircraft carrier that I know is doing duty in the Iraqi war right now. And it's a, you know, CVN 73. And I got to go out there and land on the aircraft carrier and take off. And I wrote a story about it for the Navy, and they loved it. It got printed in quite a few newspapers. And so they pretty much feel that I'm going to be able to get the same thing done this time. And, of course, that'll happen. If hopefully those of you here in town will be able to read the story in the Inquirer if the Inquirer picks it up. So I'm going to be contacting them this week to kind of prime them, to let them know I'm going down there. But it'll also be on the website, so you'll get to see it and all the photos. They also told me they're going to take – this thing's kind of a little embarrassing. I don't know that – there's not enough bandwidth to play the whole thing. But they have an in-cockpit video camera, Travis. That's trained on me. So and so you get to see the person's face while they do all that all those aerobatics. So I don't
get that on the website.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It might be pretty ugly looking. So anyway, that's the most exciting thing that happened to me. So if you have done that before, I know we have a lot of people here in the tri-state who are former members of our armed forces. I'd love to hear from you. In fact, I ended up making an incredibly good friendship with a person over the years about that aircraft carrier trip. I have my weekly newsletter at askthebuilder.com, as you know. Well, I say weekly. It kind of goes out every other week. But anyway, when I told people 6 years ago that I was going on this aircraft carrier trip, all of a sudden I get an email from one of my subscribers. And he told me, hey, Tim, this is what you're in for, blah, 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 described the whole thing. And it turns out he was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. And, you know, I think he had 200 and something arrested landings on a carrier. So he had quite a bit of experience. So if you are former Navy or Air Force and you have flown in one of these or a similar aircraft, call in. I'd love to tell me what I can do to get ready, if anything. Maybe there's nothing you can do. You know, I'd love to be as prepared as possible. The number is 749-1035. And I know there are tons of stories on the web. I've already read several of them about people who have already done this, you know, in an effort to try to get prepared. But I just think you have to be in pretty good physical shape. And I do have to get a physical and all that. So.